The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Good morning and welcome to Project Independence and You right here at WCWP.org, 88.1 FM on the radio. My name is Rebecca Miller and I will be guest hosting today's radio show along with Otto Lohs, who is our regular co-host. How are you doing today, Otto?
Good morning, Rebecca. Doing fine. Nice day.
Good. Yeah, it is a nice day. So today is going to be a great show, another great show pulled together by Christina Liu, the wonderful radio show producer who every week pulls together wonderful guests like the ones that we have today. So today we're going to be speaking with Kathleen Ott. And Kathleen is the regional administrator from Region 2 Administration for Community Living. We'll just start off, Kathleen. First of all, welcome and thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Oh, thank you so much, Rebecca and Otto. It's a pleasure to be here.
Wonderful. So why don't you just give us a little background? I know that you've been on the radio show before, but the hope is we always have new listeners and we just want to get a little more familiar, the whole background of the administration and how it can be helpful for our seniors.
Absolutely. No, I'm pleased to do that because the name of our agency is the Administration for Community Living. And when you hear that, you don't think federal government. But indeed, that's what we are. We're the designated federal agency to work with people over the age of 60 and those people with disabilities. We're inspired by and we administer the Older Americans Act of 1965. And that's really important because that lays the foundation for our local communities and our state governments to provide services to older adults. And back in 1965, whenever President Johnson was in office, he had what was called the Great Society legislation. And the Older Americans Act was part of that because at that time, there were no services for older adults. At that time in 1965, they said that the age of 60 is considered to be old age. And I maintain we need to probably take a good look at that now because our life expectancy has actually increased and we have more people living. But why I want to say that is that we have a network of aging providers that work and serve older adults. And you might recognize our programs because we fund the states who in turn fund the counties to provide services such as home supports, our nutrition program, such as the home delivered meal program and congregate meal sites. We provide services for the ombudsman program that visit older adults in nursing facilities. We provide funding to senior centers so that they can provide evidence-based programming and help seniors maintain their health and wellness, including social and mental health. So those are some of the programs from the Administration for Community Living. And again, it's a great pleasure to be able to share what we do, because if you hear our title, you might not recognize the services.
Yeah, what actually, when you use the words community living, what does community living really mean?
Well, that's a great question, because we had a merging of the disability community into the aging community in 2011. Before 2011, our administration was called the Administration on Aging, and indeed it still exists as it implements the Older Americans Act. But community living really means choice for older adults. We really have as our mission and as our mantra that we feel older adults should have the choice and the option to live in the communities, to be active and productive in their communities, to remain engaged in their communities as they grow older, that they fully participate in their communities so that they're taking part in activities and also giving back to the community through volunteer spirit. And that's important because we know that those things keep people vital. So to answer your question, Otto, community living really means we want to build services and supports that are available for older adults so that they can remain in the community instead of institutionalization. And we've been able to rebalance institutionalization against home and community-based services for the last 20 years. And I'm pleased and proud to say, due to our counties and our state governments throughout the nation, we have a fine network of supports to keep people living in the community and participating in the community.
I mean, that's, you know, kind of what Project Independence is. You know, we started out as a NORC, naturally occurring retirement community, over well over 10 years ago now in northern New Hyde Park, as an aging in place initiative. And from there, we grew to be townwide. So we no longer have the NORC. However, we, with Project Independence, modeled our services and programs, you know, after a NORC, which are really appropriate, you know, services for seniors who are aging in place. So we really share the same mantra, if you will, helping our seniors who, you know, want to stay in their own homes and safely, of course. So what are some of the things that would be interesting to our 60 and over listeners to kind of know what access they might have? And is there a financial part to receiving services or becoming part of the program?
Well, that's an excellent question because, and I'm so grateful you asked it because it provides some clarification about what we can offer as an aging network. Indeed, there are services that people can procure, such as maybe facility-based care or aging services that you can call and have someone come over and provide perhaps some meals, you know, preparing meals and cleaning the house and doing some of that support work that older adults need. But under the Older Americans Act, there are no charges for our programming. People just need to have a need. And so that's what's beautiful about the Older Americans Act, especially our nutrition program. There are funds that are allocated by Congress that come to our agency and then to the state, and then again to the county level to provide services. And the nutrition services is our largest service, but it's not means tested. In other words, you don't have to qualify. But again, I think that that's a very important point because some people can afford services and they can offer the additional services. But under the Older Americans Act, we can provide services such as in-home supports that I make mention of so that people have that choice to remain in the community.
Kathleen, when you say your programs, physically, is your agency actually doing it or are you leading into partners who do it, like you're like the facilitator, if you will?
Exactly. Yes, I would think, Otto, you're right, because we basically take the title of funder. We fund the state. They are our stakeholder. The Administration for Community Living receives an allotment from Congress. It goes through a formula process. Every state has a state plan where you can go in, anyone can go into NYSOFA, look at the state plan. Every county receives funding from the feds, from the state, and then also their local community to provide these services. So we're the funder. And so, we are, I like to think, the foundation for all of the services throughout the nation.
So filtering down, Project Independence could be one of the fundees, if you will.
Exactly. Right. Yes. Okay. Yes, indeed. Right. Yes, indeed.
We'll have to figure that one out. Like, is it grant funded? Like, would it be something that the town would apply for a grant and then network with the program? How would the town go about, you know, a full and thorough partnership?
Well, and that's also very important because they are not able to do that unless it's a discretionary grant. So I'll make the distinction between the two. The Older Americans Act requires that all of our funding for our core programs go through the state of New York, and they in turn work with the counties and the County AAA Association. They receive the funding from the state. There might be a grant such as an evidence-based program. In other words, Project Independence said, you know, we're going to have an exercise program in the community building. We're going to apply for a grant for evidence-based programming through Administration for Community Living. If they receive that, they have, Project Independence has the opportunity to implement that grant and that activity. So there's a distinction. We have our core programs under the Older Americans Act, and then we have, of course, an opportunity for agencies and community-based organizations to apply for these discretionary grants when they come available.
So it's important for Project Independence, or the town for that matter, to be alert to what the grants are.
That's absolutely
nobody's
right.
Coming knocking on your door saying, I have a grant for you. People have to be focused on knowing about the grants and then applying for the grants.
That's correct. And the way we do that is we encourage all of our community-based organizations to go to grants.gov. They have to apply to be, I'll use the term very loosely, a member, but they are receiving information, and all of the federal grants are posted there. Not only the Administration for Community Living, but all federal grants are posted in that particular website.
Where would we start as the town to kind of connect better? Do we go to the county manager? Is there a state level? Where would we begin?
Well, let me see. I would always say start local. You know, go to your county-based area agency on aging. And I know that they're very familiar with Project Independence.
Oh, yes.
They are. And they could have, but you could go to them and say, we want to do a special project. I'm going to make something up. We want to, this has actually worked quite well. Communities have gathered older adults to do mystery shopping visits, like going to banks, seeing what the service is like for an older adult. Is there adequate parking? Are they greeted? Are their tables low enough so that people can, you know, be seen and not, you know, raised up, you know, appropriate height for an older adult? And there's some things like that that they could do. So going to the county and saying, we want to try this and we need a little bit of funding to do that, you would probably have a process to go through. But again, I would certainly do that. Many communities do. Senior centers do that all the time. So I think that's a start. But you would need to be very organized in your thought and your process. You would need to be able to evaluate it, and you would also be able to measure the outputs.
Kathleen, where do you fit? Like, where's your title? You know, regional administrator. Okay. Where do you fit into the picture? Like, what do you do?
Certainly. So the nation is divided into what are called regions, and we work for the Health and Human Services in Washington, D.C. So the Administration for Community Living is under the umbrella of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. And we are the designated entity to serve people over the age of 60 under the Older Americans Act. So we have dedicated funding that comes to us from Congress, and we disseminate that to state governments. So my stakeholder is New York, New Jersey, Puerto Rico, and Virgin Islands, because they are in Region 2, which is what I represent. Again, all of the states in the United States are under an HHS, Health and Human Services region, and Region 2 happens to be New York, New Jersey, Puerto Rico, and Virgin Islands, and I work with each state official in implementing the Older Americans Act.
Oh, that's interesting. We actually have to take a short break. We will be back with Kathleen Ott in just a few moments.